up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, welcoming you guys again, like always. Thanking you. You guys are tuning in. Thank you, guys. You guys are either visually watching me or audibly hearing me in your car, in your room, in your shower, in your closet. It don't matter, but you're tuning in, and I'm thankful for that. Here we go with Q&A week number 6. I definitely want to talk about stress and anxiety. Before I kind of get to the topic, though, I definitely want to just share a little bit for next week, Q&A number 7. I'm going to try to have phone calls in, have people calling in. I'm learning, guys, so be patient with me. I might have just one phone call. I'm going to try to push for two. But I need you guys to cooperate as far as if you want to participate, comment, share, tell people to tune in, all that good stuff, guys, because without you guys, there would be no Mac Effect. So I really appreciate you guys. So that's what we're trying to plan for week 7. So with your guys' help, we'll make that come true. But for week number 6, we're going to talk about anxiety and stress. It's safe to say, guys, that we live in a world that almost loves doing this to us. Loves causing us a lot of stress. Loves making us feel like if we're just not doing enough. I am guilty of being in a place where stress and anxiety sometimes paralyze me. Like, I know I have to do this, 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 and this. And the whole day, I don't end up doing one of them. Because I'm just overthinking it. I'm stressed out. It paralyzes me. And what do I do to break free from that? Look, I know the world offers like medicine and you should be doing this and you should be doing that. And, you know, God made it. It's natural. I don't know why you don't want to do it. I respect anyone's beliefs. And if that helps you, then glory to God. But me, I take it to God. I literally stop and say, God, I'm stressing out right now. Please give me the time or show me how to schedule my time to get these things done. And I know, guys, it sounds ridiculous. But look, let's do it. Let's do one of my exercises with you guys right now, okay? So right now, wherever you find yourself, if you're driving, you can't close your eyes, but if you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes, okay? And I want you guys to just breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Breathe in. Going to do that at least 5 times. How do you feel? I normally like to do that 10 times. But didn't that just take us to a place of tranquility and peace? Didn't that just take us to a place where we were focused only on our breathing? We weren't focused about our problems. We weren't focused about what needs to be done. It just kind of allowed us to reset. And even when you're doing that, you can meditate and ask God, help me structure. Help me structure. Help me figure out what needs to get done. And before you know it, you're already like, all right, let me do one thing at a time. Let me go and do the oil change on the car. And tomorrow, we'll do laundry. that's, and it's funny because I know you guys are going to be like, why'd you even do this example? Because I'm trying to teach you guys what 10 seconds, 20 seconds of something that we normally do not do can impact our lives in a great way. Why not take 20 seconds to be able to reset so that you can be a better husband, a better father, a better partner, a better person? And before you know it, now you're tackling your things down and you feel so much better about yourself. I know I felt better right now just doing those 5 seconds. And again, I normally do 10 because it's needed. We need breaks, guys. We're human beings. We need breaks. And then what brings the anxiety? Learning to identify the stuff that brings the anxiety. I'll give you an example. I love my sister Yvette. I love her. But sometimes I know when I speak to her, she can bring in more stress. Either because, and not that it's her fault, it's the fact of she loves me and I know she's trying to take care of me, but sometimes I'm already stressed out and then you added more to it and it just, I end up leaving the conversation more like, ugh, than when I entered it. And this isn't to make anyone look bad. I'm probably can cause that to someone else too. Again, aquí, this space is never to judge anyone. If anything, this space is for you to come and say, can we grow and can you help me? And identifying what stresses you out. Like, for me too, another thing that stresses me out is when the kids spill. Oh man, it makes me so mad when they spill. Because it's a lack of checking yourself, guys. Just be paying attention to what you're doing. Come on. Ah, but you don't get mad if a grown-up does it. What's the difference between if the child does it and a grown-up, right? So I start having these conversations within myself. And then I start realizing, man, I should have been a little bit more patient with my son, with the girls. And they made a spill. Oh, well, it's part of life. Spills happen, and we need to take time to clean them. I know this world can also stress us out big time when it comes to financial problems. I know. Guys, I just had a leak with all the rain that was happening a couple weeks ago. My goodness, I have to fix it still. See, that's stressing me out right now. But in my living room by the TV, a little bit of water was coming into the house. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Because 2 days before that, the rental property that me and Jackie have in Whittier, I was advised that I need to change the roof. Any roofers out there, hit me up, please comment. It's in Whittier, so let me know and we can definitely get a quote going. If not, if I have someone already going, you know, thank you. But regardless, these stresses happen. But what we need to understand is you have to switch your mind. Shift your POV. For all the people that are old or older, POV is point of view. It's just the youngins say POV because the youngins don't like using words, so they just use abbreviations. So that's what it means. Just messing, guys. Trust me, I'm one of the ones. I'm like, what did you just say right now? TTYO? What? Okay, whatever. Coming back is you got to switch it. Switch your point of view when it comes to the problems. For example, the financial situation, right? Telling you guys about the roof. I'm stressed. Where is that money going to come from? How are we going to do it? I got to find a way to put it in the budget and start either paying this or saving for it or whatever, right? And I'm pissed. Like, I literally even prayed and I said, God, dude, like, we tithe, we give, we help people around us. Like, what's going on, man? Like, I don't get it. Like, you know, we're not stealing from anyone. Like, what's going on? And then I really felt God kind of like hit me. Like, I really feel like God slaps me spiritually. I really felt God tell me, hey, Mike, are your kids healthy? Are they missing food? Remember the wife that you used to cry for that you wanted next to you? Is she there? And as I'm saying that right now, it chokes me up a little bit because it forces you to be grateful rather than ungrateful. That's what entitlement does. Like, I deserve that, I should have enough money to pay for all these things. Like, why are you making me struggle, God? That's entitlement. When in reality, we could put it on the credit card, we can finance it, and we can tackle it little by little together as a family. But the important part is, kids are healthy, wife is good, we have a roof over our heads, we're beyond blessed. And when we shift the perspective of what we don't have to what we have and contentment, guys, we really start living a life that's awesome, because we're not identifying, we're not comparing ourselves to other people. We're really just happy and content with where God has us. And it's okay to work for more. Hustle. I'll be the first one to tell you, do it. But don't do it at the expense of you losing yourself and losing your family. What do you guys think? Leave your comments below. Share with me if you guys think I'm kind of hitting something there, or your opinion. Let me grow with you too. Share with me your thoughts. But that's going to pretty much wrap up week 6, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Can't wait to have for you guys to watch week 7. Not only the episode, but the Q&As. I'm trying to have that phone call, but we're hitting a subject that, man, it's so good, guys. I have to tell you, the title for week episode 7 is Generational Chains. Ooh-wee. And I'm talking about generational chains. I'm talking about toxic loyalty, how your family makes you feel like you have to be loyal to them no matter what. That's toxic loyalty. It's going to be good. But we're wrapping up. That's going to be episode 7. And after that, we have 3 more episodes. And we finish season 1. I think I'm going to cry in episode 10. Because what I held back for years is coming to life. And I'm just grateful. But we're excited. Let's keep the energy up. Let's get there when we get there. And then we'll go from there, right? So thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Guys, please continue sharing. Please continue telling people to subscribe, to hit the like button, to hit the notifications as well. All that stuff is just a blessing, and I'm appreciative. I'm grateful. Mac Effect out.